Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I end. Welcome back for another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. My name is Mark Friedman, and I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman. How are you today, Marion?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
Oh, good. It took us a little while to get this thing started up. We were a little tongue-tied this morning, but here we are.
It's all those holiday parties.
It is. There's lots of them coming. It's cold out. It's reminding us that it's definitely getting into Christmas time, isn't it?
Well, yes. And, you know, we've had the shortest day of the year this week.
That's right. What do they call it? Winter solstice.
That's
or the
correct.
Equinox.
That's correct. Yes, absolutely. Shortest day of the year. So it's all uphill from here now.
That's right. It's going to get a little lighter every day too, right?
Every day, yes, by a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of it being dark around 3:30 at night here. Or 3:30 in the afternoon, right?
I know. It's really sad, you know, when you come into work in the morning. At least it's light when we get here. When we leave, not so much.
Yeah, but the sun has been so bright as we're driving into work. You and I both drive in
yes.
from Middleton and North Andover, and we're driving to Peabody, and that sun is bright in the
going
morning.
Going down 114, you could be blinded. Blinded by the light.
There's
a song in that.
Wow. We got music trivia. We got weather trivia. Look at all the things that we're learning.
Everything,
that's
yeah.
called advice in a language you can understand. I'm not going to talk about financial.
Might not be financial advice, but it's advice.
But meanwhile, we're approaching the end of what many people will look at as a cruddy year in the stock market for 2022. But today, as we're recording this on a Wednesday, and we're recording it today so that you can get this in your newsletter as a podcast on Fridays, we got some good news today, didn't we, Marion?
We certainly did. Consumer confidence came out at the highest level it's been all year. That's just remarkable. And what it says to us is that, I mean, I think that the most important part of that is that consumers don't feel that we're going into a deep recession next year. And we have had that opinion that, sure, we might struggle a little bit. There might be, you know, a little bit of a downturn, but we don't think this is going to be a prolonged recession.
Well, I think it's interesting that the media is talking about the fact that consumers think we don't think we're going to go into a deep-rooted recession. I don't think you could ask a consumer on the street what a recession is. So how is it that the media is able to decide that the consumers don't think that we're going into a recession?
Well, that's their interpretation.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't have to be based on facts.
No, well, and that's what we try to teach you here on this podcast is that please, please, please don't make your decisions based on headlines that you hear
right.
because oftentimes they're what are called clickbait.
Correct. And yes, absolutely. We have to take everything with a grain of salt. But the important piece of consumer confidence is that 62% of the economy is driven by consumers.
Mm-hmm.
62% of GDP. That is a significant component of GDP. So consumer spending. So if consumers are confident, then they spend.
Well, think about this,
so
too.
So that's how it's translated.
You're absolutely right. But if we drive around right now, we got the shopping mall right across the street from us. The shopping mall is packed, right?
We can barely get, you know, I thought when we moved from our old office where we were really right in the mall area that it would be better. Now, this week has been terrible.
But let's put this into reality
so
now.
So crowded.
So right now we get this positive consumer report, right?
Right.
Positive consumer report. But 3 weeks ago, was the mall busy?
It was not.
Right. It was dead, right?
But Black Friday weekend, it was busy.
Okay, but still.
Yes.
When we're looking at the consumer confidence numbers that's coming out, is that based upon today's traffic patterns at the mall? No, it was based on 3 weeks ago.
That's right.
So consumers, though, even though we see it busy at the mall right now, it's busy at the mall because people are too late to buy something on Amazon.
Right.
And they realize they got to do last-minute shopping.
Can't get it delivered.
It's not going to get delivered on time. So it'll be really interesting to see what the consumer confidence number is next month, because that will be reflective of what December really is.
Sure. But, you know, gas prices have gone down remarkably as well. And that actually affects consumer confidence pretty significantly.
Sure. I mean, look at the lines at the airport. It's busy.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It's getting crazy there. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that they can't find employees to work there.
Well, nor can the stores.
So. Yeah. It's really been very interesting. But, yes, there are... things are better. And I find it interesting. Most people don't realize that the minimum wage that we pay here in Massachusetts, which is $14.25 going to $15 an hour on January 1st, doesn't come close. In fact, it's twice as much as what the federal minimum wage is right now.
And there are states that pay federal minimum wage.
Absolutely.
You know, Massachusetts is not one of them, but...
New Hampshire. They're not at the federal level, but they're certainly a lot less than Massachusetts.
Right. And the southern states are notorious for paying at the federal level.
Right. And so when people say, well, we need to get paid a living wage for a minimum wage, sometimes here people say, yeah, $15 an hour, $14.25, that's not a living wage. How could anybody possibly live on that?
In Massachusetts.
Right. And meanwhile, there's people getting $7 an hour in Alabama.
It's a living wage.
And that's considered the living wage there. So,
correct.
So we have to listen. When we hear all of these headlines, all of these news stories, all of the sound bites that come our way, you have to put it into perspective to say, is this reflective of me or is this reflective of the country as a whole?
And, you know, the country as a whole is very diverse. So when you look at the coasts, the East Coast and the West Coast, life there is very different than what it is in the central part of the country. There are a lot of different political views.
Absolutely.
You know, different ways to spend money, different costs of living as well.
I think it's interesting if you actually look at it from the perspective of step back and if you were on a rocket ship or on a satellite taking a picture of the Earth at night, and you focus in on the United States and you see where the bright lights are. And you will see that there are bright lights probably in the major metropolitan cities and the suburbs that surround it. But beyond that, it's almost dark.
Right.
Well, the place that have the bright lights, those are generally the places that are paying the most amount of money.
So that's where you go, right?
That's
right.
You want to get paid more money?
At a higher wage.
Now, granted, it's also more expensive.
Yes.
Right? So here we are, a couple days away from Christmas. We're in the midst of Hanukkah right now. We've been having some...
And by the way,
yes.
I have to admire that jacket you have on today. It is very festive.
Well, thank
Mark
you.
Has a Hanukkah jacket on that is just stunning.
Well, you know, I just didn't feel that it was fair that all these people get these, what they call them, the ugly Christmas sweater, right?
I know.
And they hadn't really made it ugly Hanukkah sweaters and stuff. So this company called Tipsy Elves, which maybe you saw them on Shark Tank years ago, has done pretty well. And in fact, the guys that run Tipsy Elves, believe it or not, are Jewish. And
I believe it, looking at your jacket.
And they've added a Hanukkah collection. So, yes, I have a Hanukkah sport jacket on. We've got our holiday party tonight.
We do.
Or this afternoon, we should say.
Very exciting.
Yep,
yes.
And we got the staff
always
together
yep.
Last week with their spouses, and we had a nice dinner at Palana.
We have to celebrate the end of a year. It's been a tough year, so... We have to celebrate.
Look, we've got a lot to celebrate too.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of great things happened this year. It's been also very challenging. We know, you know, the people that I feel bad for or reach out to are the folks that started to invest within the past 18 months.
Right. Those returns are really very sad to look at. And they don't have those years of historically great returns to fall back on. You know, if you had been invested all of 2021, the returns in 2021 were double-digit returns, essentially across the board. It was a fantastic year. So this year we're paying for it.
Yeah, and even some of the years before that. One of the beauties of our affiliation, and one of the reasons that, you know, we've continued to remain affiliated and will remain affiliated with LPL Financial, is that we have 20 plus years of history in performance reports with our clients.
Right.
And so as somebody walks in the door who's been with us for 10, 15, 20 years, and they go, geez, my performance has really been awful this year in my accounts. One of the best things we can do is I can go back, you can go back, and we can pull up, what's your 10-year performance, 15-year performance? Because remember, when we said we were going to be long-term investors, wasn't that the objective we were looking for?
That's right.
10 years, 15 years. So now I can show you your 10 and 15-year performance, and all of a sudden they look at the average rate of return and they go, wow, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
And it's really refreshing because that gets woven into their financial plan. And I think during periods of time when markets are way up, or even when markets are way down, people lose sight of the bigger element of the financial plan. What were we trying to accomplish?
Very true. And, you know, we've had a lot of clients that have come in this year and said, oh my God, am I still okay for retirement? You know, am I still on track? Because they feel that 1 year, because they've seen their returns, you know, that are poor this year, they look at it and they say, oh, I must not be able to retire. I probably have to cut back on my spending. But that's not how we work. You know, we make sure that for different scenarios, you will have enough money. So we try not to cut it so close that if we have a bad year, that's going to ruin your whole long-term plan. That should never happen. With a long-term plan, we're looking way out on the horizon. We project out to age 100 for people.
At least.
And they perfectly, you know, they very easily can live that long.
That's what we want. Nowadays. We want your money to last till age 100 and beyond.
Absolutely.
Anybody that thinks, well, I think you should only plan till age 85.
Yeah, what happens then?
I'm 85 and I'm still here. What do we do now?
You're in trouble.
So, you know, with the year approaching and January right around the corner, many people look at this period of time as one that says, you know, maybe it's time to get a second opinion. Maybe it's time to get my financial house in order. I want you to know that here at Friedman Financial, we are ready to assist you, your friends, your family, those that you know that you say, maybe they need a second opinion. Maybe they're getting bad information. Maybe they don't understand what they have, because one of the things that we thrive on here at Friedman Financial is providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. So if now's the time for you to get serious, if you want to introduce somebody to our firm, visit our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman.
Two E's and a D.
Financial.com. Or go to the bottom of any page on our website, and you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter, too. What a great holiday gift to stick in a stocking stuffer and say, you have been registered to join the 7,000 other subscribers getting Friedman Financial's weekly newsletter.
It's a very exclusive club.
Well, there's 330 million people in America, 7,000.
I said,
seems to be pretty
exclusive.
And we provide you with little stories, pieces of information, financial advice in a language you can understand. In fact, just this week, we did a story on tipping.
Yes.
Yeah, that was one of our stories this week.
Fabulous.
So it's not always about the markets. It's not always about, you know, stocks, bonds, insurance, any of that stuff. We want to help you. We want to get you set up for a successful financial future. But that's going to do it for us today. Marion, thank you again for being part of this.
And thanks for having me, Mark.
It's always fun. We will see you again next week with more Dollars and Cents from Friedman Financial. Have a great day, everybody. And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and all that great stuff.
Enjoy it. Already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if you don't want to see me, then so what's the honey? Somebody dancing with somebody.
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.